What's up, my dudes?
It's Shane and Matthew here, and we're here to talk about the 2019 playoffs and how they're shifting like no one has expected.
So far in round one, 2019 seems to be the year of upsets in the NHL playoffs so far. We have Columbus up 3-0 against Tampa Bay. What do you think about that?
Yeah, not very good. I thought Tampa Bay would win the Cup, so clearly that might not happen this year.
In my bracket, I put Tampa Bay above Columbus in 5 games. So Columbus is up 3-0 in the series right now. So, and I put Tampa Bay winning against Columbus. So this is not going to be good.
Yeah. And like I said, I put Tampa Bay for the Cup, and I thought they were going to do a lot better than they have been, but that's not the case.
I think one of the biggest questions is what is happening to Tampa Bay? I mean, they only lost about 20 times in the season, and they won 62 times, and they lost 20 games. So what is happening in the playoffs?
So Tampa Bay finished first place with 62 wins and 20 losses. And clearly, they have not been able to score. The top line is not doing very well, and they just haven't found their stride offensively.
Yeah. What do you think Columbus is doing right?
Well, Columbus, first of all, their goalie is playing extremely well against Tampa, and he has adapted to their type of game, and he's just always on the puck, and he's just ready to go.
I think they've found a way to shut down Tampa Bay's top goal scorers, but they've also been able to find their offensive stride, which is something that Tampa Bay has not demonstrated so far in the series. Clearly, 5-1, Matthew Shane with 4 points in that game. He's doing very good right now, and that's what I think part of the difference is. Columbus's big guys are producing, and Tampa Bay's are not. And I think that's really affecting how many goals are being scored per game for Columbus and for the Lightning. So it's almost just, I think, the defense. I think, honestly, everything that Columbus is doing better than Tampa Bay. And I don't know how, obviously, the game's series is 3-1, and I don't know how Tampa Bay is going to try and bounce back from this. So the Washington Capitals winning the first 2 games of the series against the Carolina Hurricanes. And then in Game 3, the Carolina Hurricanes won 5-0 against the Capitals. What do you think changed in Game 3?
Well, there's a lot of momentum that changed in that series after that big win by Carolina. And I think just they came off the hop. They wanted to win since they were down 2-0, and they almost needed to win to stay in the series, so they were just ready to go, and Washington was not expecting what happened.
Yeah, it was like a very big game change for Carolina. Obviously, first home game of the series. And then the Penguins playoffs are slowly closing on them. Them facing the New York Islanders. They're also, like Tampa Bay, are down 3-0 in the series right now. And this is very rare considering how good Penguins do. What do you think?
Penguins are, they don't do very good in season. Obviously, they are good enough to make the playoffs, but they are a playoff team. They always come out strong, and they've won the Cup a couple years. And they've won, 2 or 3 times in the past 5 years? Yeah. So they have been doing extremely well in the playoffs, but they're not showing it this year.
I think, and it was a very weird season for the Islanders, obviously losing John Tavares, but they proved that they're a team without him, and they're proving it right now. So not much difference in the Eastern Conference, but we do have to talk about this, the Avalanche and Calgary series. So this is a top seed versus a wild card, and the Avalanche obviously just did really good last game. What do you think is going to happen in that series?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's 2-1, so it's still a very close series, and it can go either way at this point.
Mm-hmm.